Welcome to the debut episode of the FL1 Sports Podcast on FingerLakes1.com, where we'll talk with local high school athletes and highlight teams and events from all levels and types of competitive sports throughout the Finger Lakes region. This is the first episode ever of the FL1 Sports Podcast, and we've got something kind of unique for you to kick things off. We have Minders fisherman Brody Heron and CJ Zerniak in studio with us today, and they qualified for a national bass fishing tournament in Tennessee coming up in August. It's a pretty unique story and certainly a rising sport on the scholastic level. And so I guess without further ado here, I'd like to welcome in Seneca Falls middle schooler, eighth grader, Brody Heron, and CJ Zerniak, Minders senior. How's it going, fellas?
Good.
Good.
So first of all, what's the Minders Academy Bass Fishing Club?
We got it together last year. I was kind of pushing Mrs. Morin to, like, because I've always been really into fishing, so I was pushing her to, like, get it on. We had a meeting. 16 members showed up, so we went out. We met up at the state park one night. Everybody went out. The seven captains were there. Just brought everybody out, got them to get into the feel of bass fishing, and it was fun.
So, CJ, you know, when you first heard of the club you were in, you obviously really enjoy fishing. What were your expectations? Like, what did you ever imagine you'd be now fishing for a national championship?
No, I thought, like, being our first year as a club, that we would do all right, but I didn't think we would win the whole thing the first year.
Yeah, I mean, that's so explain to me, fellas, a little bit about how this works. As far as I understand, there's four qualifying tournaments over the past month, and you guys were the point leaders through all four. You won one of the tournaments and finished high in the other three.
Yeah.
So how did this work to qualify for the national tournament?
So with the four tournaments, there was, like, all the anglers had to fish them, and then whoever – it was the point system, so whoever place the best in each tournament, all your points would add up, and then the final tournament, whoever had the most points would win.
And did you think at any point during those four tournaments that you had a shot, you know, to win the whole thing?
Not the first two, but when we got to, like, the third tournament, I felt like we had a shot, because, like, the first two tournament, it was mine and Brody's first time ever fishing together.
Right.
And like the second half of the first day, it was, like, hard. We only had a pound in the boat for, like, an hour and a half, and we didn't catch all our, like, good fish until, like, the last 30 minutes of that day. So the pressure was on us.
Yep.
And then when we took first in the morning section and second in the second half, we felt pretty good.
Yeah, so you head out in your 4 or 5 hour tournaments. You're out on the lake.
Yeah.
About that long?
Well, it's usually – because it's, like, split up into two tournaments, because you need to fish four to, like, get the specific requirements to mm-hmm. go to nationals. So the first half would go 6 to 11, and then the second half is 11:30 to 4. So pretty long days.
Yeah, and you catch – how many total fish do you bring in? Like, your biggest
– Your best five.
Your
yep.
best five. According to weight, and you weigh them right there when you catch them and put them in a live well and come in and do it like they do on TV? How does that work?
Not yet, because since it's not bass season yet, you have to get them there, weigh them. If it's above 4 pounds, then you have to take a picture with it mm-hmm. on the scale, and then you write it down on a piece of paper,
okay.
and then at the end you circle your best five.
Okay, I got you. So the national championship's in Mossy Oak. It's called the Mossy Oak National High School Bassmaster Championship on August 4th through 10th. It's in Paris Landing, Tennessee, which is right near Nashville. It's on Kentucky Lake and the Tennessee River Lakes, but Kentucky Lake's one of the most renowned bass fishing lakes in the world. Are you guys excited just for the opportunity just to fish that lake?
Yeah, very.
And get a little bit more also into some of the particulars of how this works. So Mike Morin's your captain, right?
Yes.
Every team has an adult captain who owns a boat, and your captain's Mike Morin. So what are some of the roles of the captain and restrictions of the captain during the tournaments?
Well, Mike, he can take us out before the tournament, and we can practice with him. And it's just great to practice with him because he's been on the water for years, and he knows a lot. So we can learn a lot from him, too. But on the day of the tournament, all he can do is drive. We have to tell him where to go and all this stuff. He can't catch the fish, tie the knots, or anything for us.
Right.
So he really just has to sit there and be patient and just wait for us to catch the fish.
So how important has having a captain like Mike been to your success? Like, is he mentoring you along? Because he's a competitive fisherman. He's fished in tournaments for 25 mm-hmm. years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a big help. Like, just to pick his knowledge and just his brain and everything, he knows so much about bass fishing, and it just helps me to become a better fisherman, helps Brody to become a better fisherman, and without him, we probably wouldn't went this far.
No. Right.
So, there was another team that did pretty well, too. They didn't qualify for the Nationals, but give a shout-out to those guys.
Blake Petrocci and Liam Tanner, they did really good. They missed our first tournament because their captain couldn't get them out on that tournament.
But and their captain's J.R. Lewis, right?
J.R. Lewis, yeah. Yep. But they placed fifth the first two tournaments that they fished, which was pretty good for that lake because the lake wasn't not
on
a very good lake.
Was Owasco, that one on Owasco? Yeah. Okay.
And then they placed, I think it was, or no, those were the only two they fished, and then the state championship. They placed 11th out of 22.
Okay.
So
pretty good showing for the Minders Bass Fishing Club, which is not a Section 5 or New York State public high school sanctioned organization. It's kind of outside of it, but the Bassmasters have put together this national kind of organization. And, you know, how do you feel about fishing as a sport compared to, like, other sports? Like, CJ, I know you were in here, the studio before, representing the Minders wrestling team, and you also play football. How does this kind of compare to other athletic events that you've done in high school?
It's, like, almost the same. It's competitive, and, like, you have to practice because a lot of people say you could just go out there and catch fish.
Yeah.
It's not that easy because right. everyone would be doing it then.
Sure.
But, yeah, you have to take time, practice, and just learn a lot of stuff.
So, Brody, what separates a good fisherman from somebody that's not a good fisherman? Like, is it luck, technique? You know, what is it?
It's a lot of technique and really just dedication to fishing, wanting to go out every day, practicing, finding what's good for what areas, what time of the year baits are good for. So it takes a lot.
Sure, and a lot of preparation before you even get out there, right?
Yeah.
So now that you qualified, what preparation are you doing for the event in August? Is there stuff you're doing now to get ready for that?
Yeah, lots of YouTube videos, ton of research, and
so what kind of stuff on YouTube and are you researching?
There was a Bassmaster tournament there, like the pros. They were there in 2006. So we've studied that video, watched what baits they've been using, just looking stuff up, really.
And we are going down a week ahead of the tournament to practice. Yeah. So
right, which is pretty, it's like a great vacation almost. I mean, if you love fishing, you're going to head down there, you're going to have 10 days to, you know, fish one of the best bass fishing lakes in the world.
Yeah, and we go and spend like 12 hours each day on the lake.
Hour days on the lake.
So in your research of Kentucky Lake so far, what are differences between like Cugan, Owasco Lake, and a place like Kentucky Lake?
It's a lot more like depth fishing. You want to fish in deeper water because
mm-hmm.
the surface temps there are like 90 degrees, so the fish try and find cooler water. So it's going to be a lot of deep water fishing.
And the lake is just so big. It's 125 miles.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's ginormous. It's huge. And you have to watch out for, like, the Asian carp. It's, like, the carp that jump out of the water.
Right.
So you have to be careful with that and stuff.
Oh, because when you're driving the boat, they'll jump right out and smack you in the face?
Yeah.
So, like, Cougar Lake, you do more shoreline fishing? You don't plan on doing that in Kentucky Lake in Tennessee?
Like, shoreline, like, right now. But, like, once it gets warmer, they move out a little. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the temperature in Tennessee is just so warm, it like they couldn't survive if they were on the shore. So they
especially
have to go
in
deeper.
August. Yeah, yeah, okay. And so what type of lures would you be using, do you anticipate using at the Nationals?
10-inch worms.
Deep diving crankbaits.
Deep diving crankbaits, drop shot.
Do you have favorite lures?
For Cayuga, mine's probably a Senko or a Squarebill.
Okay.
I like the crankbait stuff.
Do you ever use an injured minnow?
We can't use live bait during
tournaments. Well, I didn't mean that. There used to be a actual bait that our lure that was called an injured minnow. That's one I used to use.
I just got one that's called, I think it's called like injured bait fish or something like that. It's a jerk bait. Looks pretty cool in the water.
But. Are there restrictions as to what types of kind of chemicals or other fishing aids that you can use? Like, I know sometimes in fishing you can put something on the lures. Is there any restrictions like that as to what you can use for lures or equipment?
The only thing that we really can't use is like live bait and stuff like that. And you like, if you like see a fish in the water, you can't just like put a hook and just snag it. That's like unsportsmanlike.
Yeah. Okay, I got you.
And like, yeah, just basically them two things.
All right. So without giving away any secrets for our local viewers who fish at on the Finger Lakes, what are some of your favorite spots in the Finger Lakes to fish?
Cayuga's definitely my favorite lake to fish. But there's some spots that I'm not sure I'll give away, but
okay.
There's good spots.
Yeah. One of my favorite spots is the college right down the road, but I get kicked out. You can't fish there. So when I
do... At the chiropractic college?
Yeah. When I go there, I usually get kicked out.
So where? Back by where the golf course used to be?
Oh, no. Like right in the middle of the campus. There's like a pond right there.
And it's a good fishing pond.
Yeah. There's like 4 or 5 pounders in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that is a secret. Now there's going to be a rush on the at NYCC, I guess. So, a couple more general fishing questions here. Biggest fish you ever caught?
Mine, I think it was last tournament. Or no, the tournament before that. I think I caught like a 4.9. That's like my biggest of this year. I don't know. I think that may be my biggest of all time.
Biggest bass?
Yeah, biggest bass.
You ever catch carp or anything else?
Yeah, we've caught a lot. We actually, our first tournament, we caught 3 carp the whole day.
And they're not helping you win tournaments.
No.
They're probably bigger.
They're just a waste of time.
But big, though, right?
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah. How about you, CJ? Biggest fish you ever caught?
Well, my biggest largemouth bass is a 6'10", and then biggest smallmouth is a 4.99, and then biggest carp is like a 20-pounder.
Wow. And do you ever fish the carp derby?
No.
St. County Carp Derby? So what got you guys interested in fishing, or who got you interested in fishing, and when did you start fishing, at what age? I guess we'll start with you, CJ.
All right. Well, my father lives out in Sodus, so my brother used to take me fishing during the summer with him, and I was probably 7 or 8, so that's when it probably started. But when I like took it seriously was probably like 10th grade, and I started to learn as much as I could and go out as much as I could too.
How about you, Brody?
It actually started my grandparents' dock. It was my brother's like 8th birthday or something. They got him his first fishing pole, mm-hmm. and I was super jealous, really wanted to fish, so my grandpa
and
got me...
And you were what at that time? You were probably 4 or 5 years old?
Yeah.
Okay.
My grandpa got me a stick, put a bunch of line around it, with just like a little jig on it, and I just like wiggled it around in the water, and that's when I really got hooked on fishing.
And then from there, did anybody else kind of, you know, take you fishing, give you opportunities to fish?
Really, my grandpa, my dad used to take us out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But then just watching the pros just got me into bass fishing.
So like what, you mentioned watching the pros on TV or the
yeah,
local?
TV.
Do you ever attend the local bass master
yeah,
tournament
Cayuga
in
Lake,
Aurora?
Cayuga Lake 2016, I think, was the last time the pros were here. I went to that weigh-in. really cool experience.
And is that going to be the type of, I guess, atmosphere at this national tournament? I know it's going to be televised, right?
Yeah, it's going to be televised.
Do you know where we can watch it?
ESPN2 on Bassmaster.com.
There's they stream it live on Bassmaster.com.
So that's got to be pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, what are your expectations for the national tournament? Just going and being a part of it enough, or do you want to win at all?
The last day, you have to be top 12 out of the 300 boats fishing it to fish third day. So I really want to get in that.
Yeah, that would be incredible to be top 12 out of 300.
Yes.
Do you know anybody else that's going to nationals from other states? Or
there's two other people from New York that's going.
That fished our trail. Like, we fished against them.
Okay, and who are they?
I don't know them personally.
I know one of them. His name's Rain Golub. And then, yeah, that's really all I know.
And where are they from?
He's from Penfield. The other team's from Sweet Home.
Okay. And Sweet Home out near Buffalo, I think, right? Yeah. So, are you younger than most people fishing in this as an eighth grader?
Yeah, I think I'm the youngest one.
The youngest one in the whole tournament?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I don't know about the whole national tournament, but in our trail, I was the youngest one.
In the New York State trail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you're a senior, CJ. What were your plans after grad? You're graduating in June, but this tournament isn't until August. So you're going to be representing Minders well into the summer here. But what are your plans after graduation?
Just working, making more money to buy more fish and stuff. And then after we fish in Tennessee, go to the Marine Corps.
Okay. So like immediately after the tournament?
As soon as possible.
Like boot camp?
Yeah, boot camp.
Okay. And what made you want to do that?
Just something my family always did, so.
You have a military history in your family?
Yes.
Okay. That's great. Do you plan on continuing to fish competitively throughout your life, or will it just become more of a hobby after this?
Yes, I want to compete after high school, too. Maybe after the first 4 years, go to reserves and go back to college and fish professionally in college.
Now that's a new thing now. There's I know schools like Clemson and Auburn, a lot of Southeastern Conference schools have a fishing program, scholarships, teams, and the NCAA sanctions an event, sanctions the bass fishing. So that's what you're talking about, maybe being involved
and
in that.
If we win the Tennessee one, you get $50,000 in scholarships.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then it's like different placements too. The winner gets $50,000, and then like placements under that, they give out like $150,000 in scholarships.
Now,
altogether,
do you think that the New York State Public High School Athletic Association should sanction bass fishing, like is it just the same way they do as wrestling, football, basketball?
Yeah, because like down south, it's really big. Like to enter and win their tournaments down south is like 150 boats per tournament. For us, it's like 22 boats per tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if we broadcast it more, more people will do it, more people will get into it.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I agree. I mean, there's certainly a ton of people around here that love to fish, and we live in a great spot to fish. You do ever do any stream fishing, ice fishing, other types of fishing?
I did some ice fishing. It's
cold.
Not as much fun.
I definitely enjoy bass fishing more.
I enjoy all fishing, but bass fishing is definitely my favorite.
Any other outdoor sports, hunting?
Yeah, I do some hunting.
Do you? Well, for deer, turkey?
Yeah, deer.
Bow, shotgun?
Shotgun.
Okay. How about you, Brody? What's your play? You're in eighth grade right now, and you're already competing for a national championship in fishing. What is your future plans for fishing competitively?
Making it at least one more year. Making it to nationals one more
between
year.
Now and the time you graduate from high school?
It's my goal.
And so, what are you going to do when CJ's gone? Who's going to be your partner next?
I don't really know. I've had talks with my brother. Maybe he'll do it with me, but he's so involved in all varsity sports.
He's a senior next year, too. Yeah.
So
he might
not
make the cut.
Like
you got to look. You're a hot commodity now. You're a free agent.
Yeah.
Me and Brody gets to fish with each other one more time after I graduate. It's, what is it called?
It's a tournament at the state fair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we fish Onondaga Lake, and then we get a police escort back to the fair. there's like a big, it's a giant tournament.
Yeah, and that's a high school tournament as well, right? Against other high school students.
And they are thinking about inviting other states to come too.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
If we can't get 30 boats of just New York, they're going to invite other states.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you guys are a team, you know, two-man team, and I got to thinking about, you know, all the other high school sports. The only other sport that's not either an individual sport or a larger team, like a basketball, football, lacrosse, or soccer, or almost all the other sports, volleyball, is like doubles tennis. So that's unique. It's just the two of you out there. Do you think that, like, you're both obviously good fishermen as individuals, but do you make each other better? And if so, how so?
Definitely. Brody brings different techniques to the boat, and I bring different techniques, and we see what work, and we change our ways up and stuff to become better fishermen.
And now, Brody, you know, you're competing with a senior, so you're 18 years old, CJ,
yes.
And Brody, you're 14?
13
years old. So, I mean, that's a big difference in age. How does that relationship work from your perspective as the younger one?
Yeah, he teaches me a lot, too. He, almost every tournament, he's caught the biggest fish that we've had or something like that. I've been working to beat him, but...
So you compete a little bit against each other, too, out there.
Yeah, a little bit, but in the end, it's all team.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously, going to, like you say, the national championship in Tennessee. So what do you guys do when you're not fishing? Like, right now, you're probably fishing every chance you get, right?
Yeah.
What do you do for fun?
Sports, other sports, video games. It's really, and watching YouTube videos on fishing. That's,
yeah. Well, yeah. How about you, CJ? You do anything for fun when you're not fishing?
Just learning about fishing. During sports season, I definitely focus on playing sports, but when I have time, I definitely try to learn new techniques and, like, just watch as much videos and read as much as I can about fishing.
So it really is, you know, even when you're not fishing, you guys are still thinking about fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is, like, when you mention you're trying to learn new techniques, like, what type of techniques? Like the way you jig the rod or the way you net a fish? I don't understand. I'm not a fisherman. I play golf.
There's, like, this called a Tokyo rig. I'm pretty sure it just came out, and, like, I never even heard of it until Mike said something about it. So I went on to Tackle Warehouse, bought myself a Tokyo rig. Now I'm going to have to practice learning how to do that.
And what is the Tokyo? What makes it different?
So it's like kind of like a Senko, but it has like a little string that comes down to a weight, and the weight comes down and it like hits the sand, and the sand covers it, and then the bait floats off the ground a little bit, so it like just sits there. So it gives a different way, different look to the fish. Okay. So they're not getting used to the same stuff over and over again.
How about you, Brody? What are you doing like to improve your game out there in the lake?
Really just listening to Mike and finding what he does and everything CJ has taught me, because he does a lot more research than I do, but he's taught me a lot, Mike's taught me a lot, pros have taught me a lot, just listening to anybody who knows who they're talking about.
And going back to your captain, Mike Morin, it's a pretty big time commitment for him. You know, he has a job, and he's devoting really a ton of time to you two and going all the way to Tennessee. It's got to feel pretty good to have someone like that, you know, be so dedicated to what you guys are doing.
Yeah, and he doesn't get paid for anything. This is all on his dime and everything. And he just enjoys bass fishing so much, and he just wants to see it continue and stuff. And he's, like, just a good man.
Yeah, and on the other hand, he gets to go fishing, too, at Kentucky Lake.
Yeah.
So that's, I guess, is the one bonus for him, that during the practice rounds he'll get to fish, too. Okay. Well, I should mention, too, if you want to donate, because you guys are raising funds. As a matter of fact, Finger Lakes One's going to donate $100 to the to your team for the trip.
Thank you.
And if anyone else wants to donate, You make the check out to the Minders Academy Bass Fishing Club and drop it in the mail to 150 West Baird Street in Seneca Falls, New York, 13148. That's Minders Academy Bass Fishing Club, 150 West Baird Street, Seneca Falls, New York, 13148. And then when you do send that in, maybe leave a contact number so they can contact you to get maybe some logos and stuff to in return for your sponsorship. So hopefully you guys will raise some funds because this is 10 days in Tennessee.
Yep.
You know, so lodging, gas, food, it's they certainly could use some funding for that, and that would be the best way to do it. So Minders Academy Bass Fishing Club, make the check out to them and send it to 150 West Baird Street in Seneca Falls, New York, 13148. And anyone else you want to thank for their support?
Yeah, definitely Mike Morin and Mrs. Morin. They've both put a lot of time into this. We've already got sponsors from Stever's Garage, Barrett Marine, Seneca Falls Police, Major Palooza, and we're looking to get a lot more.
Yeah, that's great. So you really have just kind of started that fundraising effort, and it sounds like you already have quite a few.
Yeah.
That's great. Show us that trophy behind you. That's the New York State trophy?
Yep.
Too big to fit on the screen. What does it say on the front?
It says, New York State Bass Nation High School Team Trail 2019 overall champions.
So who gets to keep that trophy?
We both got one.
Oh, there's two of them. Okay, great. Well, that makes sense. You know, so so where does that go in your house, Brody?
Me and my brother both have like a trophy like dresser that we put all of our trophies on. So that's where that goes.
Okay, we're gonna run out of room at this rate.
Yeah, I know.
You got your AAU tournaments up there and stuff too, with both you guys. Yeah, that's great. Well, everybody back here will be rooting for you in August. Hopefully, at Finger Lakes One, will be able to link that live stream up so people can watch it and know where it is. Mentioned being on TV and everything, I would imagine that the coverage would be a lot more intense if you do make that final 12.
Yeah.
But definitely. What's that going to be like? You know, are there going to be a boat next to you with a camera? Is that how it works?
They usually put a guy on the boat with you.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, so if you make that final 12, there'll probably be someone on each of those boats.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'm sure there's going to be boats going around with cameras and stuff like that.
They say about 100,000 people go and watch.
How do you watch as a spectator? Like, there's no bleachers or, you know, like, how does that work?
Well, when we come back to weigh in, that's where, like, usually the people are, and they watch us weigh in.
Right, during the weigh-ins, and those get crazy for Bassmaster tournaments.
Yeah.
People go nuts, and they drive the boat right up on stage and pull out the fish. Yeah, that's definitely pretty sweet. Does your love of fishing spur you on to do anything related to like environmental conservation?
Yes, if I do go to college, I would like to go for environmental studies and stuff.
Okay, and bro, you got a long way to go, but do you have any plans for what you'd like to kind of be when you grow up?
I'm not sure yet. Had doctor, being a doctor in there, something in the medical field.
Okay.
As of right now.
You've not much time for fishing during school for that, but once you become a doctor, I bet you could find some time.
So. Definitely.
All right. Well, look, guys, congratulations on the state championship. It's pretty amazing to win a state championship in almost anything. And so, you know, I don't know. It, like I said, going into this, when you form the Minders Academy Bass Fishing Club, probably weren't even thinking anything about a state championship, and now you got those trophies and you're heading to the national championship. So for everybody at Finger Lakes One, good luck in August.
Thank you.
And you know, keep us posted on how it goes and the fundraising and everything, and we'll be rooting for you.
Thank you
very much.
So, thank you for having us on too.
Absolutely, it was awesome, it was fun. So there you have it, CJ Zerniak, Brody Heron, state champion fisherman, head into the national championship, the Mossy Oaks Bassmaster National Championship, High School National Championship in Tennessee, August 4th through 10th. in Paris Landing, Tennessee on Kentucky Lake. And we'll see if they can bring home a national title back here to the Finger Lakes, and we'll be rooting for them. So thanks for watching the inaugural edition of the FL1 Sports Podcast. We'll be back again with more athletes, teams, and events from all levels of competitive sports throughout the Finger Lakes, and we'll see you next time.